This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The fire burning in southern Wyoming has moved into Colorado and grown in just the last few hours. The Mullen Fire now covers more than 127,000 acres. Firefighters are doing controlled burns in Jackson County near the state line in anticipation of the flames moving farther south. The Mullen Fire is burning north of two Colorado fires, the Cameron Peak and the Middle Fork fires. Colorado's latest unemployment report shows the fewest numbers of new claims since March. Last week saw just over 4,800. The state's senior economist, Ryan Gedney, warns that he expects the number to increase again this winter.
Colder weather may cause a surge in new and recurring layoffs within the restaurant sector due to an inability to seat patrons outdoors and reduce capacity indoors.
Since March, 15% of all new unemployment claims have come from workers in the restaurant industry. The construction industry also typically sees more unemployment claims toward the end of the year. Denver is on pace for a record number of fatal drug overdoses. Here's Denverites Esteban Hernandez.
The city this week matched the number of drug overdoses in all of last year, with the medical examiner's office reporting 225 drug deaths in 2020. That means the city will have a record number of fatal overdoses. The spike is driven by an increase in fentanyl use. This powerful synthetic opioid is much stronger than heroin. Public health advocates said an increase in people using drugs alone during the pandemic is fueling the increase in overdoses. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today in the 70s. It could be a bit cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.